Okay, so the biggest area of confusion that I'm seeing right now on YouTube and elsewhere regarding the stimulus is whether or not someone receiving SSI, Supplemental Security Income, needs to file a simple tax return in order to get their stimulus as of today, April 8th. And I think some other prominent financial YouTubers are incorrect on this matter right now, as well as some media outlets. So in this video, I'm going to walk you through the IRS website, the Social Security Administration website, as well as other sources to show you how I've come to my position on this, okay, as of right now, April 8th, absent further updates from the IRS or Treasury or the Social Security Administration. Now, if you disagree with the position that I'm taking in this video, please don't just say in the comments, I disagree, so-and-so said this, the IRS website says that. Actually, tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me at what timestamp in this video I made an incorrect statement, okay? And I will consider your words. I'm open to hearing them. But just to show you where we're at today, let's take a look. IRS website says this. Eligible retirees and recipients of Social Security, Railroad Retirement, Disability, or Veterans Benefits, as well as taxpayers who do not make enough money to normally have to file a tax return, will receive a payment. This also includes those who have no income, as well as those whose income comes entirely from certain benefit programs, such as Supplemental Security Income, SSI benefits. Stop. All that paragraph just said was that those on SSI are eligible for a stimulus check. That is completely true. No one's debating this. Now, some people are looking at that paragraph and saying, oh, the IRS mentioned SSI on this page. This means they don't have to do anything right now. No, all this part is saying is that SSI recipients are eligible for the stimulus. That's not up for debate. They are. Then the IRS goes on to say, retirees who receive either Social Security retirement or railroad retirement benefits will also receive payments automatically. Stop. Just because you're on SSI does not make you necessarily a retiree who receives either Social Security retirement or railroad retirement benefits, all right? Social Security retirement is paid for from the Social Security Trust Funds. SSI is a needs-based program that is paid for by general tax revenues. They're different. I think a lot of CPAs who may not work with older, you know, certain populations, they see SSI and they think, oh, that means Social Security income. It doesn't. Okay, it's different. So what the IRS is saying here is retirees, right? Retirees who receive either Social Security retirement or railroad retirement benefits will also receive payments automatically. SSI is not included in that statement. Nor is it included in this statement also on the IRS website, and I quote, Social Security and railroad retirement recipients who are not typically required to file a tax return need to take no action. The IRS will use the information on the form SSA 1099 and form RRB 1099 to generate economic impact payments of $1,200 to these individuals, even if they did not file tax returns in 2018 or 2019. Recipients will receive these payments as a direct deposit or a paper check, just as they would normally receive their benefits. Social Security Disability Insurance, SSDI, are also part of this group who don't need to take action. For Social Security, railroad retirees, and SSDI who have qualifying children, they can take an additional step to receive $500 per qualifying child. What group is noticeably absent from that paragraph? SSI recipients. Did you hear anything about SSI recipients in that paragraph? No. And that's significant. If it was clear as day about SSI right now, they would have said, for Social Security, railroad retirees, SSI, and SSDI, okay? But they didn't. They did not mention SSI in that paragraph, all right? The SSI did mention SSI in the paragraph about who's eligible for stimulus payments. I just covered that right before this section. Now, the SSI mentioned SSDI in the paragraph about who doesn't need to take action to get their stimulus check. We just talked about that. But they did not mention SSI recipients in the paragraph about who doesn't need to take action to get their stimulus checks. Okay. Now, if that doesn't convince you, let's go to the Social Security Administration website FAQs. Look at this date, April 7th. Okay, so that tells me they're updating this page on a regular basis. They just updated it yesterday. And this page still says, SSI recipients are eligible to receive the economic impact payment. Agreed. We are working closely with Treasury to address outstanding questions about our SSI recipients in an attempt to make the issuance of economic impact payments as quick and efficient as possible. We realize people are concerned, and the IRS will provide additional information when available. Does that statement make it sound like it's clear that SSI recipients don't have to do anything? No, they're still asking for clarification, the SSA is, on behalf of SSI recipients. If it were clear by the IRS's statements on its own website that SSI recipients do not need to file a simple tax return as of today, April 8th, SSA would have removed this by now. SSA is regularly updating this page, especially at a time like this. They don't want to spread misinformation. They want their people to be informed. But the SSA still has this language on their page. If it were clear that SSI recipients don't need to take further action, SSA would have updated this by now. Last thing, okay, I hope that convinced you, but if it didn't, now, obviously a tweet isn't as authoritative as the IRS website or the SSA website, but last night, various AARP accounts were still tweeting that they're urging the IRS to change guidelines so SSI recipients can receive stimulus payments under the CARES Act without further action. Okay. Obviously, AARP is a private entity. It's not the IRS. It's not the SSI. But I believe on behalf of these groups, they've done their research as well, just as I have. Okay. Also, and I'm sure you've heard it, but this past Sunday, a bunch of senators wrote to the Treasury Department urging them to use their authority to provide stimulus payments automatically to recipients of benefits through the Department of Veterans Affairs or the Supplemental Security Income Program without requiring them to file a tax return. This was this past Sunday. And you better believe it, that if anything changed since then, these senators would be tooting their own horn, right, on your behalf. But have you heard anything about this since then? No. That's because as of April 8th, right, late morning, maybe early afternoon for some of you, there hasn't been a change yet. Now, of course, this could very well change. And I hope it does. And if I were a betting man, I'd say it probably will, because everyone is on Treasury's butt to fix this. The SSA, AARP, these senators, you know, everybody wants Treasury to fix this so SSI doesn't have to file a tax return. But as of right now, it looks like they do. Now, if Treasury fixes this or clarifies this tomorrow, don't come back to me and say, I told you so. I'm just saying that based on the information we can see right now, published by the IRS and others, there is not really any support to the statement that as of right now, SSI recipients don't need to take further action. It appears that they will have to file a simple tax return or await further guidance from the IRS regarding the portal. Now, I've seen some other YouTubers, even another CPA who has a video right now about going viral about the stimulus. And I respect that guy. He's usually very good. But these other YouTubers and even some news publications are incorrectly saying that as of right now, SSI recipients do not have to file a simple tax return. That is not clear at this point. That is why SSA is still requesting clarification from IRS and Treasury. Okay? Now, that's all I have to say on this subject. If something changes, I will release a video here, I promise you. But that is my interpretation, my reading right now. Please like and subscribe to my channel so together we can stop the spread of misinformation. Please put your comments below if you think I'm wrong, but please tell me exactly what I said that was incorrect. Don't just say the IRS website says this or that. Show me where, show me the exact language, all right? Like and subscribe. Take it easy, y'all. We're all in this together, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, if not later today.